Council for April 23rd, 2019. The mayor is out. I am the presiding officer. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Hardesty?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Wheeler? Udalee?
Here. Thank you. Before we begin, will our city attorney please read the rules of decorum, although I'm fairly certain everyone knows them.
Okay.
But this looks like a rowdy bunch, so.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so that everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you're a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. Presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you're in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. So today is a day of recognition and celebration. Hopefully this will be a fun council afternoon. Carla, will you please read the first item?
Item 363, proclaim April 24th to be Reverend Dr. James Lawson Jr. Day.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, this afternoon, we are honored to welcome an esteemed guest to Council Chambers, Dr. James Lawson. Dr. Lawson was an architect of the Civil Rights Movement, a dear friend and colleague of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a mentor to Representative John Lewis, and for over a half a century, a transformative leader in nonviolent resistance across our nation. Dr. Lawson is joined today by the Portland State University Conflict Resolution Program, and it is now my honor to invite our distinguished guests and panelists to come forward. First, Dr. Patricia Schechter. Where do I know that name? Director of the Conflict Resolution Program at Portland State University. Pastor J.W. Matt Hennessy, Senior Servant, Vancouver First Avenue Baptist Church and immediate past chair, Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. Carolyn Johnson Evans, a student in Conflict Resolutions Program and a member of SUN, Students United for Nonviolence. And our guest of honor, the Reverend Dr. James Lawson. If the four of you would please come forward and take your seats. While you're taking your seats, let me just say that we're having some technical snafus today, but it does not prevent this event from being filmed and also for people to be able to follow us on the internet. And it will be when it is run in its entirety, it'll be accessible to the community. Our run of show is as follows. We will hear from our distinguished panelists. Colleagues will have an opportunity to make comments, and then we will ask our honored guests if they would indulge us for a photograph. Dr. Schechter.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish and Portland City Council. Nick did such a wonderful job with the sort of bios that I don't need to repeat his eloquent and succinct intro, but I will just testify on a personal level to say that I have been privileged to feel welcome and at ease in this beautiful building and in this beautiful room thanks to Nick's service and thanks to the warmth and genuine quality of the people who work here every day at City Hall. But I have to say that it is a signal honor of my lifetime to have this moment with Reverend Lawson and the distinguished co-panelists. And I want to acknowledge and express my gratitude to the very many people who have sustained me and my family personally and have helped us all to reach this place in time together. Each of the panelists is prepared to say a few words in recognition of today's proclamation, and I would like to turn the mic over to Carolyn Johnson Evans.
Thank you, Dr. Schechter. Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Johnson Evans. This is my first visit to City Hall.
Wow.
So I thank you all for the opportunity to speak with y'all today. As mentioned, I'm a student in a conflict resolution program at PSU, and I am also a leader in SUN, which is Students United for Nonviolence. So SUN is on a mission to unite PSU students and the Portland community in a common interest for peace and justice. By promoting the awareness and the practice of nonviolence through activities and events. And the really cool thing is anyone can participate in a nonviolent action. You don't have to register, you don't have to have a background check, and you don't even have to count the jelly beans in a jar. All you need is the willingness to embrace nonviolent action as an effective means of defeating oppression and injustice. We can do that right here in our local community and in our global community as well. I want to thank Dr. Lawson for all of your passion and dedication to continuing to promote, teach, and practice nonviolence. And I want to thank this council for honoring that passion and dedication. Thank you.
Thank you.
By my neck, sorry.
Pastor Hennessy.
Madam President, thank you so much. Madam President, to Commissioner Fritz and to Commissioner Hardesty, Commissioner Fish, to you, Doctor, we're so grateful to have you here. And I would like to just say on behalf of Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, it's an historic church and the only church in all of Oregon that Dr. King spoke in 1961. Mm-hmm. I was not born then. I was not around then, but I heard it was really a great time. I also want to say that we have the presence of our NAACP president here today as well, Pastor Mondanay, and we're grateful to have him. And I just want to say a few words about what you have inspired historically for all of us. We are grateful, in addition to the work I do at church and in the interfaith work that I do at Ecumenical Ministries, we're in the process of working with gang members to really find jobs and to create peace and to find ways to work together. We have a good group of interfaith, peace and action collaborative people who are working together across faith lines and in fact people who have no faith as well, but just really believe in peace and believe in reconciliation. And so I find it a complete honor to be here today in your presence with my fellow panelists and with these wonderful council members, and I want you to know that of all the cities you've ever gone to, Doc, this is the best one ever, and it's the best city council ever. I need you to know that, and the only way you were going to go to heaven is through Portland anyway, and so we're really grateful to have you here. So again, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for your many years of work. Your footprint has helped so many of us in this work of reconciliation and uniting people. And in a time that we live now, we need it more than ever. And I just want to say thank you for that opportunity. And I wanted to be here this afternoon at 6 to hear you. And unfortunately, I haven't figured out how to be in two places at once. Right. This is the Ecumenical Ministries annual fundraising dinner. And therefore, I've got to be there, but I promise you, if I can get out, I'm gonna get out. Okay, was that my outside voice? I'm sorry about that. Thank you so much again. I'm grateful to be here. And besides that, he's from Ohio. And you know, people from Ohio are pretty great people anyway. That's right. He graduated from Baldwin Wallace and I graduated from Oberlin.
Yeah, that's right.
Eddie, could you move that a little closer to him?
Sure. Okay.
It's on.
Madam President and members of the council and commissioners, and friends who have gathered here today, let me just express my profound appreciation for this occasion and for your welcoming me in this fashion. A lot of my work in the southeastern part of the country from 1958 to 1974, I would never have allowed the city commission to know I was in town.
Right.
and even with that, there are pieces of that past that were, the police were alerted to the fact that I was in town. And urged to give me a royal welcome if they saw me came in touch with me anyway. But so this is a massive contrast, and I'm extremely grateful. I'm grateful that Portland State is hosting the James Lawson Institute, and I'm grateful for all of these who are here in the house who've helped to make that possible this weekend. So I can only say to you, thanks. I do follow a little the politics in Oregon. I have been here before, to Portland, to Eugene, to Corvallis. I am extremely hopeful that Oregon politics might help to lead politics in the United States in a better direction than where it's been going in recent years. So again, it's my great pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for this honor. And for welcoming me in this fashion. I recognize that the message of nonviolent struggle, nonviolent art of social, political, economic change is brand new. I was very, very fortunate to grow up in a family in Ohio where my father and mother had differences on this issue, and I remember still the debates between the two of them in our presence over whether or not I should be fighting boys who wanted to fight me because I was the preacher's kid on the block. But that has been great influence on me for my discovery that in the scriptures, the Hebrew and the Christian Bibles, and in particular people like Isaiah and Jesus, there are the signs that there are better options for the human race, better options for civilization, better options for police forces. And so I've been fortunate to be engaged in that for now, since age 4 and age 8, and I'm now 90. And it's been an extraordinary sort of journey, but yet I recognize it's an incomplete journey because it is clear, as both Gandhi, who coined the term nonviolence, and Martin Luther King, my friend and colleague for 11 years, both of them have said, the systems of domination and control of societies, those systems are anti-human. They must fade away. They must be dismantled. The power of violence on Western civilization especially must end, so that we, the human race, can maybe then really taste the fruits of what it is to be alive and to be human and to work with the Creator in our Declaration of Independence, for making the human race tap some of the great, massive, unimaginable potential of what it is to be human. What an earth we'll have when we discover that, dismantle the old stuff that is hurtful and hateful to too many millions and millions of people, and discover the great power of life itself through which we can do all things. So again, my great thanks to you for this afternoon.
Well, Dr. Lawson, thank you so much for joining us. And Pastor Hennessy, Patricia, and Carolyn, thank you for honoring us by your presence on the panel. We have a number of ways that we can honor people on this council, and a singular way is for the council through the mayor to issue a proclamation declaring a day in honor of someone worthy of honor and respect. So it's my great pleasure to turn this back over to Chloe Udaly, the president of the council, who has a proclamation to read.
Can we say something before the proclamation?
Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues, would you like to speak? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish and Udaly. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you, Dr. Lawson, how important nonviolent direct action has been to me personally and to the work that I've done in this community. Mm-hmm. I am a child of the civil rights movement and grew up starting off believing that Malcolm X had it right, that if you hit me, I'm gonna knock you out. It took a while for me to understand the power of nonviolent direct action and what a moral message that is for those who participate and also for those who witness it. And so I wanted to take this opportunity to really thank you for creating a pathway that many of us today start with that premise that it will be nonviolent, that it will be direct action, that we will be able to speak truth to power, but we will do it in a loving way, and we will not have to be disagreeable to disagree with injustice. I also would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to my friend Tom Hastings, mm-hmm. who has done an incredible job in centering nonviolence, whether it's with the peace team, whether it's with his work with his students. I would be remiss without saying, well done, Tom. And I got to tell you, he's been talking about you. Every time he goes somewhere and sees you, he just comes back and he's just giddy all over again. We are honored to have you here today.
Thank you.
And we're honored to have you here because you have been such a model for so many people. And on our worst days, we think, man, what it must have been like when you started this journey. And so thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for being here to witness this, what I believe is one of the best things we've done since I've had the privilege of serving on the City Council. So thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Again, thank you all. It's been said, Dr. Lawson, my mother and my mother-in-law are both in their 90th year. And I think that they would, if they were in this chamber, say a double thank you for continuing to advocate when for many folks, 90 might be time to do some gardening or something else. And yet you are continuing, as you have dedicated your life to this, to continue to push on it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, colleagues, for your words. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to regain my composure, because I feel very moved by this. Before I read the proclamation, I also want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for sharing your experience and perspective. It can feel like change takes forever, and we're living in somewhat hopeless times. So hearing from someone who has spent almost 90 years fighting the good fight, that you see progress and you have hope, is very, very meaningful. So thank you. And now I have the honor of reading the proclamation on behalf of the mayor. Whereas Reverend Dr. James Lawson Jr. was regarded as the greatest teacher of nonviolence in America by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the architect of the civil rights movement by Representative John Lewis. And whereas as a Christian missionary in India in the 1950s, Dr. Lawson learned about satyagraha. Did I get that right?
Satyagraha, that's good enough.
Okay, thank you. A philosophy of nonviolent resistance and a method to fighting for social justice developed by Mahatma Gandhi. And whereas, while a student at the Divinity School of Vanderbilt University, he provided nonviolence training workshops informed by Satyagraha to many students and activists, including future leaders of the civil rights movement, such as Diane Nash, James Bevel, and Representative John Lewis. And whereas his trainees launched the Nashville Sit-ins, a campaign of nonviolent direct action to end racial segregation at restaurant lunch counters. And whereas Dr. Lawson was among many transformative African-American leaders who helped to end legal racial segregation in the US. And whereas throughout this life, Dr. Lawson has continued to teach and lead in the principles of nonviolent social resistance and started the James Lawson Institute. And whereas in 2018, Dr. Lawson was nominated to receive the Congressional Gold Medal, one of the nation's highest honors. And whereas today, we celebrate Dr. Lawson for his incredible career in civil and human rights and for his inspirational leadership in continuing to transform the United States, and we welcome him to the Portland City Council. Now, therefore, I, Commissioner Chloe Daly, on behalf of Ted Wheeler, Mayor of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 24th, 2019, to be Reverend Dr. James Lawson Jr. Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. To gather up front to take a photograph now.
We'll come back here and we'll. Shout out to Portland State University, the Conflict Resolution Program, and Ascenna Lawrence, who helped organize today. Let's give them a round of applause.
I'll see you later today. I'll be over at the.
Okay, sir.
I think we have to take a break. We're going to take a 3-minute recess until the next time certain.